Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir sponsors across the Torah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and the release of the hostages. We're holding in Yuma Daf Lamed in the Art School of Hodor edition. Perek Revi Halacha Hey, starting the Gemara immediately after the Mishnah on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah mentioned the Ketores and what's different in Yom Kippurim, and the Gemara goes on now to go through the whole parsha of the Ketores. What exactly is the Ketores? Pito Magtores. What is, when they prepare the Ketores, what is it? So we're going now through the simonim of the Ketores. Each one of the lists that's brought down over here is another simon. Hatzori is one. Hatzipoyin is the second. Hachelbono is the third, which has a bad smell. Ve'alavoyno is the fourth. Each one of these four, Mishkal Shivim Shivimone, they weighed 70 money each. 70 times 4 is 280 money total, these four. The next simonim are Moir, Uktzio, Shibolet Nerd, Vecharkum. These four other simonim. But these ones are Mishkal Shishasor, Shishasor money. Each one was 16 money. 16 times 4 is 64. 64 plus 280 is 344. Koisht, the simon called Koisht, was Shneimersor. That's 12 money. We're adding that to the number. Comes out to be 356. Kiloifo is Shloisha, that's 359. Kinamin cinnamon is Tisha, that's 368. So that's all the simonim of the Ketores, and together the 368 money. Nimtzeso Imer, how do you split it? How do you divide it? How do you look at it? Shloish Mother Shishim Chamishamonim, you can negate the Moisa Shana. 365 money, or can negate each day of the year. And that's what we send the Mishnah. They do pras in the morning, pras in the evening, pras is a half of a money. There's a money per each day, half in the morning, half in the evening. The shloisha on the extra three, shloisha yoim, was used on Yom Kippurim. You use the three for Yom Kippurim, as the Gemara explains. Hadoi Tani, that's what we learned. We saw in the Mishnah, he does Miloi Chofnav, does a handful. Where does he take the handful from? From the three extra money that you have in the Ketores. Now, in addition, we add to the Ketores other things, which are not the simonim, but they're added just to make it better. Karshino, Tisha Kavi, 9 Kav of Karshino. Yein Kafrisin, a type of wine. Sholosh Seim, Vesholosh Kavi, every Seir is 6 Kav. So together is 21 Kav. Imelu Yein Kafrisin, doesn't have that wine. Mivi Chomar Chivar Yonatik, it's an old white wine. Melech Zdoimis, Roiva, Roiva Kav of salt. And Male Oshin Kosho, Male Oshin is a type of grass that makes the fire go up smoothly up. Of Nasunoimir have Kippas Hayardin Kosho. Those are being what's called Kippas Hayardin. Nosun Badvash, Psal, if a little bit of honey goes into it, makes it possible. Chosu Bahachas, we call Michad Misavamaneo, if you're missing one of the simonim, Chayav Miso. Because you're not allowed to be missing anything. And you learn if you're Makippurin that says, Velo Yamus, Mashra, if you have Ktoyus right, you know Yamus. If Ktoyus is missing anything, then there is a Miso. Continues the Gemara at the top of Lamed Amud Aleph. Tani Rav Shimon Gamliel Loimer had Tzori. What is Tzori? Inoy lo sraf shel atzei ktaf. It's the sap of the balsam tree. Boris Kashino Lamay Sabo. Why is Boris Kashino coming? Shema Shofim Tatziporin. You put the Tziporin, which is one of the simonim, you put it there to rub it. Pneshino, it makes it look beautiful. Yein Kafrisi Lamay Bo. Why are you bringing this wine? Shabbos Shoyim Tatsiporin, you also dip the Tsiporin into it. Pneshiyazo, it makes it have a strong smell. Follow Miraglaim Yofinlo, but it's better to put the Tsiporin into urine, to Miraglaim, than the wine. Elishain Machnisim Reach Rala Azor Pneakovit. You don't put urine, which actually has bad smell, into the Azor because of the Covet. Interesting, the Girsa of the Yushalmi is because it's bad smell, and the Bavli, it's Miraglaim. You don't put Miraglaim in the Azor because of the Covet. Ukisha Medek, when he would grind the Ketores, Hayoimer Hadeketev Hadeketev, he used to say out loud, grind well, grind well. Shakol Yofel Apsomim, the voice, when you make the voice, it makes the Psomim grind better. Chisar Boachasme Samemeneo, you're missing one of the simonim, as mentioned before. Oishinosome Meatvash, Oisapsula becomes possible. Before you mention his Chayamiso, it's poisal as well. Loinosan the Sochamelech, you're missing the salt. Oishaloinosan the Soichomale Oshon, or he didn't put the grass, Nischai Misa, Nischai Misa. And the Chiddush is, even though these are now one of the 11 Simonic Ketores, this addition is still Chai Misa. Omar Bzeiro, the Ketores is not intact, he's missing something. And he goes with it in Kodesh Kadosh Yom Kippurim, Or even mishum machnos yaseir is considered to be going in for no purpose. You're not allowed to go into the Kodesh Kadosh for no purpose. The ones that prepared the different spices in Yerushalayim used to say, you would put a little honey into it, the world couldn't stand the strong smell that would come out of the Ketores. So it's not only that you can't put honey anywhere in Beis HaMikdash, but here the smell will be unbearable. If when they prepared the Ketores, they did only half the amount, it's kosher. If it's a third or a quarter, that we don't know if it's okay. Even if he did only per one day, one money out of the 358, he did only one, and it's good for that day, it's still kosher. We said that according to the first mandama, it says you could do half. It means half of every simon. Not that he did half the simonim. You have to have all 11 simonim. We did the amount of each simon only 50%. Now what happened? Every Yom Kippur, he took a chafino meloi chofnof, his handful, from the three extra ones. But a lot was left over. Every 60 to 70 years, that leftover piled up to be 50% of the size of the Ketores. So for the next year, he didn't have to make a full Ketores. He did only half. That's what we said before. The half is kosher. Because that's what happened every 60 to 70 years. They made only half and used the other 50% from the leftover of every year that was left over in Yom Kippur. Hadohi, this is the Mishnah we mentioned, Sechen Shkolim, Moik Tarktores, Mayoy Simbo. What do you do with the leftover Ketores? Because there we learned, every year you have to make a new, from a Truma Chadash, it has to come from the new product. So how do you use something for the previous year? So Mishnah Shkolim, we learned that he redeems it, and he makes it Kodesh again for the new year. So what does it mean you have leftover Ketores? Is what we talk about right now, that every year is a little leftover from the Yom Kippurim Chafina. Even though the size of the Ketores was money, half in the morning, half in the evening, but if he did even a kazayis, was a much smaller amount, outside he's chayav al shchut yichutz. Outside, if someone does avoidos, whatever avoidos, kosher and beis hamikdash. Here, even though the avoidos more, but that was only the rabbanon, they added more. But midyorayin, so you could do even a kazayis. So that's why outside kazayis is chayav al shchut yichutz. That's what Gemara continues. We're going to use the gears of Abchaim. Pachos mi pras bifnim potter. If he did less of a pras inside, it's potter. So even though the pras is the shear in the morning and the evening, half a money in the morning, half a money in the evening, but if he did less than it, it's potter. Why? Because really you see that even kazayis is okay. As the Gemara goes on and explains, if you do less than than pras, you still yoytzei yedei chayva. And continues the one to explain it. The fact you say that outside you chayav for kazayis, from there you learn, that's why inside you don't have to have pras. You can have even less than that. Because you see that outside you chayav on kazayis. Continues the Gemara and learns, it says in the Pasuk, regarding Yom Kippurim, that you grind the Ketores to be dako. Mato would loimer, why have to tell me dako? He already says by Ketores that you grind it. So I have to say Dako again. That's what we said in the Mishnah. Yom Kippur, you have to grind it again and make it very, very fine in Yom Kippurim. What does he do? Takes 3 money for Erev Yom Kippur because that's what you have to use in Yom Kippur. Bring us back to the grinder. In order to use that to do the handful. Continues the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah that Kohen Gadol doesn't have to use the kiyor, but he can use a pitcher made out of gold to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So Amar Rav Yoina Chutz MiKiddush Rishon. Except the first Kiddush he does in the morning, which that's the one that every Kohen does every single day, so that he has to do directly from the Kiyor. He argues even the Kiddush Rishon could be from the Tzloichis. Continues the Gemara of Lama Damud Beis. Mastiso pligo Rav Yoina. We have a braiso against Rav Yoina. Kol hakeim sheva migdosh shuruim lekiddush yadayim v'raglayim. You don't have to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim specifically on the kiyor. You can use any keli. So it's not like Rav Yoina. It says you have to use the kiyor. Answers the Gemara. Apostle Allah chutz mekiddush rishon. Says yeah, it means you could do kiddush not including the first kiddush of the day, which means the Kohen Gadol the rest of the kiddushim on Yom Kippur. Mastiso pligo Rav Yoina. You have a braiso against Rav Yoina. Says a kiyor ve'akan me'akvim. Says the kiyor and its base or me'akim, Mashu, you have to use the kiyor. Says the Gemara, "Pasalam mekoyimun mehakev." It's mehakev to be there when you do the avoido. If it's missing, if it's not in Beis Hamikdash, so then you can't do the avoido. But now they have to use it to do kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Halachah vav zok t'mishnah bechoyoyim ayusham arba ma'aruches. Every day there was four piles of wood that they burned on the mizbeach. Ve'ayoyim chamesh, but today there's an extra one. Divrei Meir. Arba yisoyim bechoyoyim shalosh. Ve'ayoyim arba. Every day there was three, and on Kippur there was four. Every day there was two, and today is the extra one, which is a three, which is the third one. My time in there, Meir, what's the reason of our Meir? It says in the Pasuk, shel mizbeach tukat boy loy sichbe. So you have fire that never burns off. So zamareches kiyumehish, which means you have the main pile of wood, which that's what they put the karbonis on. But you have to make sure that the fire there always remains. So how do you make sure about that? Says Meir, you have another pile of wood, which is burning as well, just in case the first one goes off, you have wood to take from. Then the pasuk continues and says, "Uvira leo hakoyen." The koyen is going to burn on it. What's on it? So ma'arech is equally avoyim b'dorim, which means you put the kribonis on the main fire, the main pile. But then when in the end of the night, when things remain, you take the leftovers, avoyim, which is the limbs, and b'dorim, which is the fat, and you put it on the secondary pile. Where you put the actual oilo, so ma'arech is doilo. That's the main ma'arech where you put the oilo. What is that? Zuh k'toyres. Then you have another fire for the k'toyres they use to take the coal for the k'toyres every single day. So Rabbi Yosi ma'arech is equally avoyim. Rabbi Yosi disagrees with the second one that we mentioned, which is the extra fire to burn the leftover limbs. You leave the limbs in the main fire. Rabbi disagrees with the first one. You don't have to have a fire to make sure that the fire of the main Marocho remains. My Mekayim Rabbi Yudo Eishtomit. What do we do with the pasuk that said Eishtomit Masho? An extra limud. Do you have to have an extra fire? You mean the fire which is Tomit, which is the Menoyro? Where does that fire come from? From Mizbeach Achitzin. In order to light the Menoyro, you take the fire from the Mizbeach. The limbs and the fat wasn't burned fully in the evening. You make a separate fire for the servant for the atzmon, and you burn it on its own. You can do it even on Shabbos. We see it in our Mishnah. The first mandorma says the four marochas. One of the marochas was to burn the limbs. So the Gemara, Mat Shalom, you know, but how do you see from here that you could do it even on Shabbos? Omar Mano Vayom Chamesh. It says today on Yom Kippurim you have the regular piles of wood that you always have, and in addition you have a fifth fire. Masha, the regular fire you have, even the one who burns the limbs. But burning the limbs and the fat is not me'akiv. So why are you doing Shabbos for it? Omalei Areideh Choydesh Areinu Me'akivim. When you have witnesses to come and testify that they saw the new moon to do a Rosh Chodesh, they're now me'akev, which means they don't have to come. If they don't come, they'll make Rosh Chodesh the next day. We learn in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, if it takes less than a night and a day, you're going to go on Shabbos to do Eidus HaChodesh because you want to do it in the proper way. Why? Because it says, you want to do it correctly. So also by Tomid, it says, Moyadoi. So you want to do it properly. You want to not only put it on the Mizbeach and burn it, you want to completely consume it. Even on Shabbos, you do it. And therefore, you can have a special fire on Shabbos to finish up, to burn the Yivarim B'dorim that were not done in the evening, even though it's not Me'akif. Says the Gemara, Minayin L'Marechis Yom Kippur. How do you know you have an extra fire in Yom Kippur? Everybody agrees there is. Avir Mishav Adaz, it says Gachale. It says coals. That's where you take the coals for the Ketores of Yom Kippurim. Ma'at Tormel Lama Eish. Why it says Gachale Eish? Continues the Gemara, Daf Lama Daf Lama Daf. She betelo al gabei gachaleo. I mean, it's meant only for the gachaleo. There's nothing else being used for it. If I use the one they use every day for the Ketores, I'm going to still use it for the part of the Ketores that comes in the evening. So the fact that it says gachaleo means it's only for that purpose. You have to have a separate fire for that. Kachalei, says the Gemara, yachol oimimoy, says gachalei, could it be, it's like when the coals cool off, tomod loimimoy eish, has to be fire. He eish, yachol shalev, is an actual fire, tomod loimimoy gachalei eish. So it says gachalei eish, it's something in between. Hakeitzad min aloicha shoy salolu. You have to use the flickering coals. Uminayin shetei eish betel gebe gecholim, and you know that the fire is going to be used only for doing the gecholim, and not for anything else, as we just mentioned. Talmud lo ima gachaleish. So you still use gachaleish. Rav Chaim explains, even though we have to learn from here that it's the flickering coals, he says that we can learn from afterwards. It says v'san daktorius aleish. So you see, it needs to be some flickering coals. So the fact you have to say here gachaleish to teach you something else, that the fire is meant for the gecholim only. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Yuma Daf Lamed.